Just to say a few words, okay? You see, the church here for us, even from the marriage, after, you know, when the woman is pregnant, when she gives birth, when the kid is born, when coming to the church, always we imitate Jesus Christ and we pray for everything.
所以我们知道，在这边只要讲几句话。当我们到教会是关心所有的事情。当一件婚姻我们会来祝福，当一个妇女她怀孕的时候，我们也祝福她；当她生产的时候，我们也祝福她；当这个小孩子出生的时候，我们还是来祝福她。我们都在往教这些耶稣的教导。
And when somebody dies also, the church always prays with him, for him.
当某人去世的话，我们也会为这个王者来祈祷。So
the time in the church is different of the time of a normal life.
那我们知道，在教会里的时间跟属世的时间是不一样。The
time in the normal life is, you know, today is morning, night, I go to work, I have a promotion, I lose my job, and this.
那我们说属世的生活就是日出日落，然后上班升迁，然后又失去了工作，那都是属世的生活。But
the time in the church is always connected with Jesus Christ.
那在教会的时间是永远与耶稣有连接的。When
I was conceived, for example, because the mother and the father, you know, they're having sex, they have the kid, but that cooperates. And this is why, you know, a kid is not only an animal, but there's always something in that.
那我们知道，当这个父母的时候，因为透过这个性关系，这个怀了这个小孩，他这个小孩并不是单纯是父母的关系，而是神也有介入，他不是普通的一个生物，像一个动物这样子。And
when you know the kid is born again, the church prays as to remember Jesus Christ and the grace of God to protect the kid from then to grow up. To be baptized, which is the real birth.
那我们知道，当这个小孩出生的时候，那我们把他带到教会里，然后为他祝福。那当然，他以后日后来受洗的话，那就是一个新的生命。And
then you know, the time in the church is that we receive the Holy Communion. We do sins and we repent and we reconnect continuously in Jesus Christ. This is the time of the church.
他在教会的时间，我们不断的领取这个圣餐。当我们领取圣餐的时候，我们也许会犯罪。那但是犯罪之后，我们就来悔改。悔改，我们再领圣餐。然后我们人是软弱的，会又在犯罪，我们再悔改，再领取圣餐。这是教会的时间。And
one day we will depart this world, we will die, and then we will meet our Lord. And this is also time of the church.
那在这个世代，我们当然有一天会与这个世界分离，到我们死亡，会与我们的主来相见。The, you know, and then we will wait, and as all the souls are waiting and are talking and praying to God, here is the second coming of Jesus Christ and the end of His world.
当然，我们死亡的时候，我们的灵魂也会来祈祷。那这些灵魂在等待，就像现在已经去世的人，他们的灵魂也在等待。当我们去世的时候，我们也与这些灵魂在一起，一起等待，等待耶稣基督再来的时候。 So you see, our life, there are two different parallel things, but not the same. The one is of this world. People go to fortune tellers to say, you know, what will happen tomorrow to my time and this.
And this is the one thing. 我们的生活好像有两条平行线，一条是教会的时间，一条有的人是属世的生活。属世的生活，他有时候会去问这个算命师，就说未来我的生命会是怎样呢？Sometimes
people find some things, because some things are natural, some other things, you know, are from psychological reasons, and some others are from the devil.
那有些当然是从生命。
是讲出来的事情会发生，因为有些是很自然可以推测的事情，有些是心理上也可以推测的事情，那有些是从魔鬼赋予他这样的能力。
But the most important is not this. The most important is our history as Jesus Christ, right? This history connected to Him. This is our life.
那这些都不重要，重要是什么？是我们人生的这个历史纪念。那这个是耶稣来为我们写下的。
And this is another function of time. How our relationship with Jesus Christ grows and how it grows this time.
那真正的时间是我们在生命上与耶稣基督的这个亲密度是怎样来成长。
And of course, it's not only the birth and the death, it's also to meet somebody, to get married in the church, and Jesus to unite you. Not only, you know, to go to the office and say by the power that the Taiwan government gave me, I pronounce you husband and wife, but Jesus Christ to be sacrament to unite you.
他我们知道人生不是只有谈生与死，它最重要是在这中间的过程。这中间的过程，可能你遇到一个相爱的人，你还跟他结婚共度一生。那这样共度一生，我们是靠耶稣基督来成全这样的事，来受到祝福，而不是说在政府制度下，你跑去法院公证，就是这样子的事情，不单是如此。
And this people after them, her family, you know, continue. This is the time.
那他们如果是在神的祝福下，有这样的婚姻的祝福下，那就是在神的教会的时间下。
See, today the church celebrates all the saints.
那教会会庆祝所有的圣徒。
Why?
那为什么呢
？Because you know, last week we celebrated the Holy Spirit.
那上星期我们来庆祝这个圣灵。
The fruits of the Holy Spirit are the saints.
圣灵所产生的果子就是圣徒。
Many people don't understand what is the saint.
那有很多人不知道什么是圣徒。
The saint is not a God.
那圣徒我们当然知道他们不是上帝。
We don't worship the saints. We worship only the Holy Trinity, nobody else.
那我们从来也不敬拜圣徒，我们敬拜三位一体。
But also we honor the saints because there are the people who the grace of Holy Spirit went to them and they accepted it.
那我们荣耀这些圣徒，为什么荣耀他？因为他们是跟神非常接近，这个神的荣耀恩典临到他们。
The saints, you know, it's the proof that the Holy Spirit and the Word of Jesus Christ did not take.
那这个圣徒是为我们带来希望盼望，因为我们知道神的恩典在他们身上显露大显光芒。那这个神的这个救赎。
Because if there are no saints, somebody would say, you see, Jesus came here, but it's so difficult what he said, nobody can do.
那如果没有圣徒做榜样的话，那很多人可能就会这样讲说，你看耶稣的救赎是这么困难的，根本就没有人类可以达到这种境界。
Many times I feel so sorry because other, for example, Protestant brothers don't accept the word he said, he has a grace of the Holy Spirit.But then, Jesus failed if there is one for the saints.
那我有一点我感到非常失望，就是新教徒，新教徒不接受圣徒。如果这个不接受圣徒的话，世界上没有圣徒的话，耶稣基督失败了。
For example, the apostles of Jesus Christ, they are not saints, they are not happy with Jesus Christ. Of course they are.
那我想请问你们说，那十二门徒，这个门徒，难道他们不是圣徒吗？那他们当然也是圣徒，那他们快乐吗？他们当然快乐。
So many other people who died for Jesus Christ, who gave their lives from the beginning of Christianity till now, they are not with God. Of course they are.
那我们知道，这些圣徒当然不止这十二门徒，有多少人为神来牺牲奉献，成为殉道士？难道这些人不值得称他们为圣徒吗
？How many saints are? We don't know.
有多少圣徒，我们都不知道他们的名字。
There are so many the names of the saints that we celebrate are so few. Most of them we don't know.
那我们庆祝这些圣徒只是少数，因为这些是比较有名的。那有多少都没有记载他的名字，那我们都不知道，我们没有来纪念他们。
And this is why if somebody you see I baptize two people and I keep their Chinese names, if in the Orthodox Church we celebrate the saints. that we have his name. But many people don't have a saint of the name of some saint that we know that he is a saint.
那我们知道，在这个一般受洗的时候，我们会起一个名字。那这个名字是圣徒的名字，但是有很多圣徒的名字，我们却不知道。Then they celebrate today.
那我们知道，可能有上百上亿人为耶稣基督来受难，但是这些人的名字没有被纪念住，那所以我们应该来纪念他。So
you know, this is why they celebrate as I say today.
所以就是我们今天来纪念。Now
it is important to understand, you know, that the saints are not some crazy people or angels, are common people like you and me.
那我要跟你们讲一点，这个圣徒他并不是一个很不寻常的人，像天使或是很超脱的人，他只是一般人。But
these people, you know, they love Jesus Christ with different ways in their lives.
那我们知道这些人非常爱耶稣，他们在他们生命中用不同的方式来爱耶稣。And this is many times very painful. Others,
they give their lives to Jesus Christ.
那有些人，爱耶稣基督，牺牲了他们自己的生命。For
example, you can see a common person in the previous magazine we read about the soldier at the end of the honor of this. Just 23 years old, he baptized a few months before. Just a simple person.
那如果你看我们的乐章，乐章大概前一两个月，有一个俄国的这个士兵，那他成为殉道士，他成为殉道士之前，他就是当兵前几个月才受死。The important is, you know, that Jesus saved the person probably received once or two times the Holy Communion, but he accepted. It was so easy to refuse it, but he accepted.
To cut his neck in one hour, slowly, just not to say one word, but I am killed.
那我们知道这个年轻的俄国士兵，他大概二十出头，他从当兵的时候也被邮局队抓去，然后他们就是用这个一个小刀，非常不利的小刀，来这个割他的脖子，割了差不多一小时，他才阵亡。那这一小时之间，人家都只要你拒绝，不要认耶稣，那我就让你活命。但是他一句话都没有。
Our brothers, you, me, you know, always we have talents in our lives. And even if we have our sins, our weaknesses and everything, but you know, still we can believe we can do the same.
如果这个普通一般人的士兵他做得到，他就是给我们盼望，给我们希望，他做得到，我们他也可以成为我们的好榜样。Others
they don't give their life, I mean, as martyrs, but you know, taking very difficult pains in their life.
那虽然有些人他们为耶稣基督来殉道来死亡，但是他过着受尽折磨的生活。They
say sometimes, you know, in Greece there is some very beautiful essays, quotations. They say somebody died, and from the grave comes a very beautiful smell. This is from heaven smell.
那他们是说，在希腊有些人去世的时候，从那个坟墓里透出有一种馨香，这种香味是在土质上闻不到，好像是来天堂的香味。They
say for a woman who the husband has other woman.
那他就说到一位妇女，那她的丈夫有一位情人。
And he has kids also with the other woman. He brought a woman in the same house. And this wife, as Christian wife, she did not divorce him. She accepted this and the kids of the other woman very humbly.
那这位妇女，她的先生有了媳妇，她把这个媳妇带回家，然后他们还生了一个小孩，也带回来。 他这个基督徒的妇女并要否认这个妇人，还接受他。
The saints, they don't know that they are saints.
他圣徒他并不称他自己，他也不认为他自己是一位圣徒。
When they are alive.
当他活在世上的时候。
So they never think about this.
那他从来都没有去说自己是圣徒。
Because they are very humble.
因为圣徒是谦卑的。
But when they die, and then their souls are very close to Jesus Christ, then they take a lot of the grace of the Holy Spirit to give to us.
那当他去世的时候，让他的灵，他领受到很多这个神的恩典，那散布这样子的爱。
You see, in the Revelation, we say, and this is why I'm so sorry that many Christian brothers they don't pray for the dead. The dead people under the altar of God, they talk to Him and they say, please, till when you don't come to the earth?
那我很难过，就是很多基督徒的弟兄姐妹，他们不容许他们为亡者来祈祷。那如果你们仔细看看启示录，启示录怎么记载呢？在这个圣坛的下面有很多这个灵魂在那边大喊，就说主啊，你何时为我们伸冤呢
？And as Jesus Christ said, you will do more miracles than I did during their times. Some say they do miracles, and because in the church there is no death, they continue after their lives.
那耶稣就跟他说，那你们会行更多这个神迹。他在教会的历史中，知道教会没有所谓的死亡，那所以他们还继续行神迹。
This is why sometimes you see, if you approach the grave of saints or to his relics, you feel different things. Sometimes you feel a lot of joy in your heart. Sometimes you feel some smell from heaven. It's not just by the human food, no.
那这就是你为什么去到某些地方有一些圣徒，然后你可以闻到他这个清香，还有不同的这个感受。
And this is the grace of God. It's the same who says you the law, because he sends you the grace of God. It's not many times directly talk to you, but through the grace of God.
那这个你闻到这样子的香味，就是这个圣徒是在跟你讲道，跟你说哈喽，那这个是透过神的恩典。And sometimes you know people feel somebody
because now on the website we have some part which is questions and answers, so people send us questions and we try to answer.
那现在我们的网站上有一个留言板，那这个留言板里面上去提一些问题，或是想要分享的事情。那问题的话，我们也会回答你。
So somebody sent me, he's mother is Buddhist, is not Orthodox, but she likes, she wants to come to the church, only she was afraid that things will be punished. And we say, of course, Jesus is not punishing anyone.
那他说他来教会主要的原因是教会里面弟兄姐妹非常仁慈和善。
The man explained that it's not because the people are kind, the people are just young, bad women. The church, the feeling is from the presence of God.
他这个感受其实是神的临在的感受。
Not from the people.
而不是从人来的感受。
And we must understand the church is holy.
那我又强调了一点，教会永远是圣洁。
But why the church is holy?
那我问你，教会为什么是圣洁？
Not because the numbers are small.
并不是弟兄姐妹让教会成为圣洁。
Some of them say, you see the Christians, they fight each other after the church, you know, they commit sins. How come the church is holy?
那有些人会回答我说，什么教会会圣洁呢？你看现在弟兄姐妹吵吵闹闹，他们有这么多罪行，这个怎么会让教会圣洁呢？
Because the head of the church is Jesus Christ, because the head is holy.As body, the church is holy, even if the members are not holy.
那我们知道教会圣洁是因为教会的头是耶稣基督。那如果这个头是圣洁的，身体也是圣洁的，并不会因为肢体的不洁而让它不洁。
When we pray to the saints, we don't worship them as we worship Jesus Christ.
有一点我要再强调，我们为向这个圣徒来祷告。我们向他祷告，并不是把他当成神来敬拜。
Because you know, I say to you, please pray for me. And I really mean it. Do I worship you when I say to you, please pray for me?
我举一个最常见的例子，如果你到了教会，你跟其他的弟兄姐妹说，请为我祷告。他，我说请为我祷告，难道我真的把你当成神吗？那我请求圣神帮我祷告，难道我就把他当成神吗？
How if I say to you, please pray for me, how much more I should say to the Holy Mother, because you know it's the Mother of Jesus Christ, right? Or to others who gave their lives for Jesus Christ, please pray for me. This is how to pray for the saints.
那你知道，像我们说，请你为我们祷告。那如果我们跟这个圣徒说，请为我们祷告，或者是跟这个玛利亚、耶稣的母亲说，请为我们祷告，那你知道他们圣徒也是耶稣，更有这个神的恩典，那他岂不为我们更为我们祷告呢？那这个圣徒也会为我们祷告，我们也可以为他来祷告。
We must understand that the church is a family. There is no death. The saints are alive.And this is why they're saying, because they care for us.
那我们知道，在这个教会中是一个大家庭。这个教会没有所谓的死亡，不管是生是死，都是属于基督的。
Some saints they are known and they become known after many years.
那有些圣徒成为非常有名，并不是说他一开始就很有名，是他认识了很多年之后才慢慢有名。
And sometimes it seems, you know, why some saints become very popular.
那为什么有些圣徒他会这么热门，大家都知道他呢？
Some fathers of the church say because they say they pray a lot for some special people, and the people have a feeling of this.
那这就是教会的教父是这样子来解释的。他说，因为这些圣徒他为特殊的人来祷告，那这些人对他有特别的感觉，所以他们想起了他。
For example, Saint Seraphim of Sarov.He's a Russian kid, but he was a prophet, and he saw the way, the people, the needs, and this, and he prayed to God a lot. Now, his prayer, his name becomes very loved, how to say.
那这个俄国先知，这个圣徒圣雅基德洛，他也是常常这个在祈祷的，所以他有很多神的恩典。
Of course, you have to say, it's not the same. Everybody has his own way.Others are monks, others are theologians, others are touching the woman, you know, others are kids.
那这个每个圣徒的这个特质都不一样，那有很多圣徒是修道士，先知，或者是一般的，或者是妇女，有的有异病的男女，甚至有些人只是小孩子。
I say kids, in our monastery, you know, we have the relics.Of the reign of Saint Kyrgios, he was 4 years old, you know, small, very small head. So 4 years old, he, which is a saint of the church. Why? Because you know, when they arrested his parents,The Roman emperor who refused Jesus Christ and believed to the idols and the kid, then they say to the kid, also you, okay, come here to pray here. The kid said, no, even so small kid,
他当时的罗马士兵逮捕了一家人，就是爸爸妈妈还有一个小孩，就说，你这个小孩子来这个祭拜偶像，那他说复活就去祭拜，然后他就把他杀了。
那我们教会有很多圣徒是小孩。 Remember, if you see in Chinese, we can see there is a website, not in our website, but I think I put a link, I don't know. It says a history of the service, of the first church. In Chinese, you can see.
那在我们网站也有一个网址，你可以去找。那他就在叙利亚有很多小孩子成为殉道。It
says about Tarcisius. Tarcisius was about 10 years old kid. Because it was killed, they wanted to give the Holy Communion to the Christian prisoners before they died. And if the priest goes, of course he will be arrested. The kid took the, he knew very well what it is. He said, be careful, this is the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew, of course. So he was going to the prison, but in the, somewhere to meet other kids. So they told him, come here to play.
那因为这个小孩子当然也知道圣餐是什么东西，是非常重要的，所以他很小心翼翼的要去到这个地方。但路途中有一群小孩子在那边玩耍，那这个小一群小孩子就阻挡着他，就说：“跟我们一起来玩吧。”
He said, "No, I cannot. I have to
leave." 他说：“不行，我有一个很重要的任务我要去做。”
But the others told him, "Say, come here, but let's just protect you. You know, the small box with the Holy Communion here."
就一群小孩子围着他抓住他，那他就。 把手放在胸前保护这个盒子。
So the other said, "What do you have here?"
那他就说：“你手是在保护什么？你在藏什么东西？”
Then they said, "Oh, he has the mistress of Christians," and they called the soldiers. The kid refused to give it up.
那他们就说：“哦，他们藏有神的这个奥秘。”然后就去叫这个罗马士兵过来。
Then the soldiers So, you see, this is why I say, even kids are saints. And of course, we pray to him, you know. I carried the Holy Communion yesterday to another town to give to somebody. I baptized and I can't remember it. Now I'm going to say, here, nobody would do anything to me, right?
But,
So anyhow, pray to all the saints to protect us and to lead us, to give us the love of God. So God will be with all of us. Amen.